Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude the third parak of Masechet Nedarim and begin the fourth parak. We are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Kodem she'ni nana l'bnei noach. If a person takes a neder, that I do not have any hana'ah from b'nei noach, mutar b'Yisrael, he's allowed to get an hana'ah from Jews, because we don't call Jewish people b'nei noach, even though everybody descends from noach, because only noach and his children were, you know, obviously came out of the Mabel, but Avram Avinu is considered to be the forefather, the patriarch of the Jewish people, and therefore we're B'nai Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. We are not B'nai Noach. But when you say B'nai Noach, you're referring to everybody else, all Umas HaOlam. If you say that I'm not going to get Hana from Zera Avram, Asr B'Yisrael, Mutter B'Umas HaOlam, so you're not allowed to get Hana from Yisrael, but you are Mutter B'Umas HaOlam, even from Yishmael and Esav, because Ki B'Yitzchak Yikari L'Chazera, that B'Yitzchak V'lo Kol Yitzchak, so first of all, only Yitzchak, not Yishmael, and then only part of Yitzchak, namely Yaakov, and not Esav. Now, how do you avoid benefiting from a Jew when you're buying something from him or you're selling things to him? Sheni nana Yisrael. If you say, I took a kodem and I can benefit from a Jew, so lokech biyoser mocher b'pachos. You have to buy more for more than the regular price, and you have to sell for less. I mean, you got to get a raw deal on everything. She Yisrael nana li. If you take a neder that a Jew can't have hana from you, so lokech b'pachos mocher biyoser m'shamal. You have to try to convince the guy to pay you under, you know, to overpay for things from you so that he doesn't get enough from you, and to under, you know, to sell things to you for under their price. If you take another in both directions, then you're going to have to do all your business dealings only with Nachrim. So there are other cases where the meaning of another is determined by how people understand it. Konim she'eni nana la'areilim. If I take a konim that I'm not going to benefit from areilim, mutar ba'areili Yisrael. If you have a Jew who happens to not have a bris mila, you're allowed to get hanoah from him. Va'asr b'mulei akum. Whereas you're not allowed to get hanoah from a guy who actually has a mila. The term areilim is a generic term to refer to non-Jews. It's not a physical description of whether the person has an orla. At least in the world of nedarim, it's not. Konim she'eni nana la'mulim. If you take a neder, I'm not going to get hana from people who are gemalt, aser ba'ar le'Yisrael, that includes Jews who do not have a mila, umotu b'mulayakum, and it does not include non-Jews who do have a mila. She'enar la'kruya elo l'shem akum. The term arla is just a way of referring to non-Jews. She'namar, the pasuk says, ki kol ha'goyim areilim v'chol beis Yisrael areili leiv, that the goyim are called areilim, whereas the Jews are only areili leiv. They do not have a circumcised heart. V'omer, and the pasuk also says, Vahaya Plishti Ha'orel Hazeh, that Goliath was the Plishti, the Orel. It has nothing to do with him physically being an Orel. Ve'omer, and we also have a pasuk, Pentis Machna Binos Plishtim, Pentalos Nabinos Ha'arelim, that lest the daughters of the Plishtim rejoice, lest the daughters of the Arelim, have a sense of jubilation. So we refer to the Plishtim as Arelim, even though obviously in any nation of that size there are going to be some people that have that physically are gemalt. Now another thing about Arelim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Mu'usa Orla Shenizgana Barishayim. The Orla is considered to be something that's repulsive, because we see that we insult Rishayim with that term. Shenamar Ki Kol Hagoyim Arelim. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Gedola Mila Shenichsel Hashalosh Esrei Brisos. Mila so chashuv that there are 13 covenants made about Bris Mila. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mila so great that it even overrides Shabbos. You do bris mila b'zman on Shabbos. Rabbi Shubin Karcha Omer Gadol Mila Shalom Nitla Lo Moshe Hatzadik Alel Milo Sha'a. Mila so great that when Moshe Rabbeinu neglected it for a little bit, he wasn't spared. Right? He almost died. Chasan Damim La Mulos. The pasuk says. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Gadol Mila Shadochas HaNegoyim Megila So Chashuv that it overrides the Yisur of cutting off Tzaras. I say Dochalo. So if a person has a negat saras on the makom mila, so you do the bris mila. Rabbi Omer, gadol mila shkol mitzvah shas Avram Avinu lo nikra shalem ad shemal. With all the mitzvahs Avram Avinu did, he wasn't called complete until he had a mila. Shnemar his halich lefanai veheye tamim davar acher. Rabbi said another point about the importance of mila. Gadol mila shel malihi lo bara kodesh baruch hu es olamo. The mitzvah of mila is so great because if not for the mitzvah of mila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have created the entire world. Shneimar Ko Amar Hashem, Im Lo Brisi Yomam V'Layla that I would not have put heaven and earth in place if not for Mila. Okay, now we move on to Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. So Perek Dalid is going to talk about someone who is forbidden by a neder to have benefit from another person, and that could happen by Reuven saying to Shimon that your hana is usher to me, or by Shimon saying to Reuven, my hana is usher to you. So in either case, Reuven is not allowed to benefit from anything that belongs to Shimon. But regardless of who made the neder, the person who is usher is referred to as the mudar, and the person who is who's not the one from whom you're not allowed to get the ana will call the madir. So the Mishnah goes through the differences between someone who's usher by another to have any benefit from another person, and someone who's usher to only have food related benefit. Ein bein hamudar ana mechavero le mudar himenu machal. The only difference between mudar hana versus mudar machal is when it comes to setting foot on the other person's property and allowing kelim that are not used for food preparation, where if your neder only includes food, those activities are mutter. Now, some of the kelim that are used to prepare food, which are going to be usher in both cases, are now going to be listed in the Mishnah, and some of the kelim that are not used for preparing food are going to be listed. Amudar machal mechavero, if you took a neder of machal, lo yashilenu nafa uchavara v'rechayim v'tanur, so you can't use the other guy's sifter or sieve or mill or oven, because all of those are obviously food-related things. Aval mashilo chaluk, v'taba'as, v'talis, u'nezamim, but you call on them a shirt, a ring, a talis, earrings, v'kald over she'enos in ba'ochel nefesh. Anything that does not involve ochel nefesh, makum shemaskirin, keyotze ben aser. But in a place where people usually rent items like that, a shirt or a ring, then it's aser to lend them, because with the money, the mudar saves by borrowing instead of renting, and then he could buy food, meaning he saved money, so now he's able to buy food with that money, so therefore it's considered to be a food-related item. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, which is a long Mishnah, we said that the term B'nai Noach includes Goyim, not Jewish people. The term Zera Avraham includes only Jewish people, not B'nai Shmuel or Esav. The term Arel includes only non-Jews, and Maul in turn includes Jews regardless of their physical status. And then we said that Orla is considered to be something that's very, very gross, and therefore we insult Rishoyim with the term Orla. And then we have six different teachings about the importance of the mitzvah of Mila. Number one, that it's Nuchsola Yud Gimel Brisos. Number two, that it's Docha Shabbos. Number three, that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for delaying Mila for just a little bit. Number four, that it's Docha, the Yisra of cutting off Negot. Number five, that Avram Avinu was not considered complete until he got a bris mila. And number six, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the whole creation of heaven and earth only exists because of bris mila. And in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, we said that the only difference between Mudar Hana'a versus Mudar Meichel is whether you could do Drisa Saregel in the other fellow's property, or you could use Kalim that have nothing to do with food. So we gave examples of Kalim that have to do with food and Kalim that don't have to do with food. So Kalim that are like a sifter, a sieve, a mill. Those are an oven. Those are obviously food related, Caleb. A shirt, a ring, earrings. Those are obviously not food related items. But any item that you would need to rent is considered automatically a food related item, because the money that you save could be used to purchase food. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis.